Let's look back at Leo and his friend Monty, who have a special message for us today. And I'll see you on the flip side, okay?
Okie dokie, brother.
Love you.
I love you too.
Here's Leo.
Awesome, Leo. You are so awesome, brother. I love that. That made me think about being a child. And I was a pretty unique little boy compared to all the other little colored boys in my neighborhood and in my circle of cousins and friends in Springfield, Illinois, back in the 1950s. Most of the little boys around me, they wanted to spend all of their time on the ball field. They wanted to be out there with some basketball or playing some baseball or kicking around a ball. I love doing that as well, but I wasn't obsessed with it. I love climbing trees. I love like finding worms in the mud and in the dirt. I loved going fishing. I was one of the best tree climbers around. Kind of like Tarzan was my hero. So I did a lot of what was referred to as boy stuff. But I tell you, if we were outside, me and the guys, and we were playing a game of baseball, and I wasn't up to bat and it wasn't my time to be in center field where they had placed me for most of the games, and one of my sisters would come out on the porch, Carly, can you come in here and do something with my doll's hair? And I'd say, excuse me, fellas. And I'd go running in the house because I was also good at doing some hair. I could do a doll's hair or a human being's hair. I knew whether to put it in a ponytail or some braids. how to get them bangs laying just right. So when one of my sisters or one of my girl cousins would call me in, "Carly, come do something about my doll's hair," I would say, "Excuse me, fellas," and go running. And they would be out there yelling in back of me, "You're such a girly boy. You're such a girly boy." And I didn't care. My aunt, who was in that house, looked at me a few times over the course of the years and said, "Carly, know who you are and be that." In other words, she was telling me to stand tall and proud in being the I am that I am. I am a boy who plays baseball, who plays basketball, who climbs trees, catches frogs, digs up worms, and goes fishing. I'll also go a-running. If any one of my sisters or any of my girl cousins say, "Carly, can you do something with my doll's hair?" You know, it reminded me, I also drew pictures. Sometimes it was pictures of cowboys in a shootout. Sometimes it was pictures of tanks and soldiers. And sometimes it was pictures of gowns. I could have been a designer. Beautiful ball gowns for women to wear. Yes, I'm a mix, and proud of every piece of the mix. I am what I am. I am who I am. You can imagine how grateful I was to discover early in my life that I am more than I ever thought I am. That I am more than just an isolated kid in a neighborhood, in a family, isolated from my brothers and my sisters, isolated from my parents and my cousins and my aunts and uncles, isolated a separate self from all of my classmates and all of my cronies. I thought each and every one of us was an island unto him or herself. That each of us in some way was alone. Yes, we had the companionship of others, and that was a good thing, but that deep inside, we were each a single self, all alone. We had bought in to an erroneous misconception, and I want to remind each and every one of us on this beautiful Sunday morning to do our very, very best not to buy into the lie that we were programmed to believe, and the lie that causes all of the destruction, all of the negativity. It is the cause of all wars and rumors of war. This lie that I would like us not to buy into is the erroneous misconception that we are disconnected. This is the lie in a few words. I'm me and you're not. If we do it in a group, we're us and they're not. This seems to be the appearances of things. And I love that Jesus has asked me personally and specifically to not buy into the appearances of things seen. He has asked me personally and specifically to judge not by the appearances of things seen, but to judge a righteous or right use judgment. That judgment is to understand that I'm not an island. I am not a separate self. I am one self. I'm one with each and every one of you, no matter who you are, and no matter even if you think we are not one self. I will remember for you until you remember for yourself that we are aspects of one being, and that one being we have come to call God. Think about it, what I just said, the erroneous misconception, the lie that we should use all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength to overcome being programmed by the big fat lie that I'm me and you're not. that we're us and they are not. It occurs to me that if I'm me and you're not me, and you're you and I'm not you, then you might be a danger to me. In some way, you might be out to get me. This is why countries begin their wars with one another. They have forgotten that they are one self. They think, if you're not me, you may attack me, unless, of course, I attack you first. In many of my moments in my life, I have been under the influence of this big fat lie, and I have truly believed that someone out there, someone in my life, I truly believed I'm me and you're not. It was very uncomfortable. I was no longer in a safe space, because if you are not me, what are you thinking about me? If you are not me, it is possible that you are judging me. If you are not me, it is possible that you are condemning me. If you are not me, it is possible you might attack me. Unless, of course, I attack you first. And so if it appears that you are judging me, I will react by judging you. If it appears that you are condemning me, I will react by condemning you. Because after all, I don't like being condemned. But condemning you is a whole nother story, because you're not me. Boy, oh boy, was my mind blown. In the early days of my school, in grade school, in geography, our teacher pulled down a huge chart. It was a chart of all of the continents of this world, all of the continents of this planet that we call planet Earth. And what the teacher taught us that day was that none of these continents that appear to be separate are separate. What our teacher taught us that day was that none of the islands were separate from any of the other islands or continents. How could that be? You can easily see, all you have to do is look to see that this island is not the island nearby it. In the whole chain of the Hawaiian Islands, you can clearly see that these are different islands. One called the Big Island. It is not Maui. Maui is a separate island unto itself. But as the teacher explained, went to another chart, and that chart allowed us to see beneath the oceans and the seas. We could easily see that what appeared to be a separate island was joined beneath the surface. And so I remember laughing at how ridiculous I had been to believe that the separate, seemingly separate islands of the Hawaiian chain were actually one land revealing itself to be the appearance of separate islands, but not just the Hawaiian Islands. It was the entire globe. Everything that appeared to be separate and unto itself was one self. There was no Russia and Ukraine. It was one self. There was no North America and Central America and South America. It was one self. There was no Europe, as opposed to the United States, beneath the oceans and the seas. One landmass. Wow, all is one. Once again, Jesus speaks to me. Judge not, Carly, by the appearances of things seen. judge you a right use of your judgment. That judgment being all is one. I am is all there is. I've always loved that part of the Bible where it tells the story of God giving God's name, giving it to Moses, where God has said to Moses to go to the land of Egypt that does not know it is one with the land of Israel. Go to Egypt and tell Pharaoh, who has imprisoned our people and enslaved our people because he does not know himself to be one self with the people he has enslaved. Go and tell Pharaoh, to let my people go. I love that he picked Moses because it allows me to know that even though I may have self-judgments about my own unworthiness to do the highest work that God assigns me to do, I come up with my excuses and my alibis sometime. Well, I'm just too tired right now, or I've got too much on my plate right now. I'm sleep deprived right now. Why are you giving me this assignment to go and be the light of the world? Why are you giving me the assignments to be the change agent of the change I would like to see become manifest? He chose Moses, and many of you know. If you don't, let me inform you. Moses was slow of speech. Moses had what we would today call a stutter. He stammered. And this is who God has chosen to be God's spokesperson, to go and to speak out loud, let my people go. Moses did what I have tended to do sometime myself, begins to bring forth alibis and reasons why he was not the proper choice. I stammer. God says to Moses, this is all you have to do. Open your mouth. I will speak through you. Just open your mouth. I will speak through you. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure most of you know this about me because you've known me now for decades and I have informed you. This is what I trust in. This is what I have faith in. During the week, I am not busy making notes for a sermon. I'm not doing an outline. I'm not getting ready for what comes next and where will I give a good punch and how will I make a nice arc in what is coming forth from me. I feel like Moses in front of a burning bush, that I am has spoken to me. Carlos Wayne, open your mouth. I'll speak through you. I love the word unity as well, because unity, the very word, is a cousin, a close kissing cousin to the word oneness and the word allness. Where there is unity, there is peace. Where there is unity, there is no idea that I'm me and you're not. And therefore, there is no possibility that I could enter into any sort of paranoia whatsoever that you are out to get me. Where there is unity, there is peace. I can relax now. I am one self with an aspect of myself. I think that you and I and all of us worldwide who are involved in this great global ministry of unity should make it our highest business to be a demonstration of that very word, a demonstration of unity, unity in the oneness that is the truth of the allness, that we would remember together that we are one self, united with our Creator, at one with every aspect of creation. That brings us peace. Our brother, the good Reverend Britt, senior minister of Unity of New York, just came back from a 400 people attended Conference of Unity ministers and leaders of churches and church groups. My biggest desire for them is that they remember their oneselfness, that they not be a competing group of people, but that they are oneself, grateful to be in the entire organization. My desire for each and every one of us, when we are in the presence of our brothers and sisters, to remember that even though it might look like I am the big island and I am not Maui and Maui is not Kauai, the truth is that under the appearances of things seen, we are one landmass, one body, which has been called in our scriptures the body of Christ. Let my hand not be jealous of my foot. Let my foot not compete with my elbow. Let my elbow know that it is one with my ears. Oneness is all there is. God is all that is. So let me never fall prey to buying in to the big fat lie that I am me and you are not, that we are us and they are not. And let me know that not only about you, human beings in my field, let me know that about God itself, the one from which all appearances and manifestations of the one spring forth. Let me know that I am one self with the furred ones, with the feathered ones, with the scaled ones, with the crawling ones. Let me know that I am at one with the oceans, the seas, the rivers, and the puddles beside the road. Let me know all there is one, because God itself is one. I am all there is, says God. I am all there is, say I. Being an offspring of my Creator, I must be all that God is. In a unique demonstration, yes. In a specific aspect, a specific ray, a specific reflection, yes, but the whole of it all is what each of us is, one self, united with our Creator, at one with every aspect of creation. This brings peace. Where there is unity, there is peace. Oh, how good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in the spirit, in the consciousness, and in the awareness of the oneness of all that is. Yea, God, every day I remember this is the best day ever. Hallelujah. Shalom. Salam. There's nothing broken. There's nothing missing. The one is one. So it is.
I am everyone. There is no other. I am is all. I am everything. There is no other thing. I am is all. I am all that is. There is no other is. I am is all. I am is all I am. I am is all I am. I am is all. I am everyone. There is no other. I am is all. I am everything. There is no other thing. I am is all. I am all that is. There is no other is. I am is all. I am is all I am. I am is all I am. I am is all. I am everyone. There is no other. I am is all. I am everything. There is no other thing. I am is all. I am all that is. There is no other is. I am is all. I am is all I am. I am is all I am. I am is all.
Wow.